Every time I hit record, something goes on outside. This time it was a horde of Honda Civics. You know what I'm talking about? The ones with that giant muffler on the back. You're like, are you parallel parking? Why are you making so much noise? I'm all for a car making noise if it's going fast. But if you're backing into a parking space, it's a little excessive. I'll never understand someone putting $30,000 into a 98 Honda Civic when you could just spend $35,000 on a brand new car that's probably three times faster. Do women even find that attractive? The giant spoiler on the back? Like, are you in the drive-thru? Why is that car making so much noise? This thing shoots flames, bro. It's like, no, your engine is on fire. You have too many duct-taped parts in the engine bay. Dude, it's shooting fire. Yeah, because it blew a gasket. That turbo you bought from your cousin Hector was faulty. Anyway. And it's not a car meet if you're at the Chili's, okay? Stop calling it a... My cousin was like, I'm going to a car meet. I go, where is it? He's like, the McDonald's parking lot. I go, that's not a car meet. A car meet is where you go and the venue that you're meeting at knows there's a car show, okay? It's not a parking lot at a Chili's or a McDonald's. Okay, Pebble Beach, that's a car meet. That's a car show. You have to pay to get in. Okay, you don't just roll up into a gas station. Sick car meet, guys. See you next Tuesday. It's unacceptable. Someone's driving a Honda Accord that has $70,000 put into it when you could have just got a $70,000 race car already made for you. Fresh off the line, pick any car, Mustang, BMW, anything is going to smoke the... All right? So yeah, I came back from Idaho. The last 2 weeks have been brutal, man. I got to tell you. Now, the last 2 weeks were a movie. It was a movie, bro. What do the kids say? It was a whole movie. And if it were a movie, I'd have to compare it to a Scorsese film. Scorsese, however you say that guy's name. Just like a Scorsese movie. Everything started off great. Everyone was having a good time. And then it got bad real quick. And I ended up coming back to Florida. So that's why we are back in the original studio. Glad to be back. But damn, dude. Those of you know, I announced, 2 weeks ago that I was moving to Idaho. I was going to do a new studio out there. Everything was going to be great. And I got sold a bag of bullshit, which I had a feeling it was. But I'm the type that's just got to... I love a good road trip, man. I love just saying fuck everything and moving. I don't anymore. I'm exhausted at packing up and leaving. But I did, once again, I drove from Florida to Idaho. I stopped in Indianapolis, did the show with my buddy Paul. If you guys haven't heard that episode, check it out. We got another one coming. That original one, apologize for the volume. It was a little on the lower side. We had just did a show. We got home, I think it was like 4 a.m. It was the first time I've smoked in forever. So I was smacked. And we just did a show. A podcast, and then I left the next morning. But yeah, we ended up doing two episodes. I stayed in Indianapolis two nights. We did two episodes, did a show, and then I bounced. I drove through Wyoming, Nebraska, Idaho. Dude, there is nothing going on up there in those states. If you're not in like New York, down the Carolinas, Florida, over to Texas, Arizona, California. If you're not in the U, as I call it now, there ain't shit going on. All right, flyover state. Some people get mad at that. Oh, you're going to call our states flyover states? Yes. Yes. That is not a mean term. That is accurate as hell. It is a flyover state. But we make all your crops and the food for the grocery stores. Yes, you do. And thank you for that. But I will be flying over your farms from now on. Okay? I appreciate all the hard work that you do. So I can walk my ass into the grocery store and pay for the crop that you grew. But as far as not calling it a flyover state, oh, it's a flyover state. And don't worry, your farms look beautiful from 35,000 feet. I mean, just gorgeous. Keep doing what you're doing. But do I want to live there? Fuck no. So yeah, I was told I'd be a closer, which means in the sales industry that you show up to someone's home, a preset appointment. They know you're coming. It's not a cold call. And I would have two guys under me setting appointments, and then I would go close them. So in my mind, I'm going, hey, I'm going to have 3-4 appointments set a day. I'm going to go close them. We're going to make a lot of money, do that for a year, bounce out to Mexico. That was not the case. I get out there to Idaho. I'm in an office with maybe 5 people. And I was like, where's my team? Where's my squad? You know, where are my appointment setters? And the guy's like, oh, we're in the process of hiring some. I go, I just drove across the fucking country to be a door knocker. I could just do that in Florida. So, yeah, it was, the Airbnb was cool. Had a basketball court. I had 2 roommates. They were cool, Robbie and Robert. They were like, what's your name? I go, I'm Rob. You know, like, what the fuck? Why is everyone named Rob here? I feel like I got robbed coming out here. But yeah, it was an interesting experience, man. Definitely. I mean, I've seen the whole country now. And I ended up just leaving one morning. I didn't even go to the meeting. I just packed my car. One of the roommates is like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. He's like, why? I'm like, I didn't come out here to Idaho to knock doors. You know what I mean? That's not what I was promised. I even have it in writing. So, yeah, lost a lot of money in gas, probably like $1,000, hotels, all that. Just like it was a dream. And when I say a dream, I mean a nightmare. People were messaging me, yo, how's Idaho? I'm like, I am already back in Florida. That's how Idaho is. I got an argument with one of the roommates. I was like, there's nothing out here. I was like, what are the women like in Idaho? And he goes, they're the best, dude. He said, they're the best in the world. I was like, well, that's where I'm going to stop you.
Yay.
That's the new Gary Lely button. If you don't know him, go follow Gary Lely.
Yay.
That's him saying, yeah, all right. But in the Queen's accent, it's yay. And it's the funniest thing ever. We used to walk down the street, or like when we'd leave a show, someone would be outside on the phone like, yeah, I got a meeting with my agent in the morning, and then we're going to go over to Trader Joe's. And then you would just hear Gary go,
yay.
Just yell that. They don't even know that he was talking to them, but it was just the funniest thing. Just yay. But anyway, man, yeah, so the guy was like, he was like, oh, the women in Idaho are the best in the world. And I go, that's where I'm going to stop you, okay? No one's flying in women from Idaho, okay? I don't think they're the best in the world. In fact, I didn't see any talent out there in Idaho, okay? The women actually shop at the store. You might have heard of it. It's called Forever 21 Pounds Overweight. That's where they shop. Because, I mean, good God. You want to talk about the land of no swag? Idaho. I mean, holy shit. People just put clothes on. You know, they're like, this is a shirt, and these are pants, and these are shoes. Does anything match? No, but fuck it. I'm clothed. And then the guy had a counter argument where he was like, well, it's just because people in Idaho, you know, they don't care what people think. I go, yeah, that's right. They don't care. It's just, people are just existing out there. I don't understand what's happening in Idaho. I don't. And I don't even have a tan. And I was the darkest person in the vicinity. You know? I was like, holy shit, I am the black guy. But on the other hand, do those people live better? And what I mean by that is they're not worried about, you know, social media and all this, you know. They're not building a brand. You know what I mean? They're just making sure the crops are good and they go do what they do. I have no idea what people do out there. It was kind of mind-blowing to just drive through. I saw a lot of great scenery. You know, there was a thing called the Devil's Water Slide. It was like on the side of the highway. It was just this giant granite. It literally looked like a water slide, hence the name. And it was just giant concrete structure. Well, not concrete, but like naturally formed rock. And it just made this water slide type thing. And I saw like a big canyon, a lot of mountains, you know, trains. And yeah, I saw enough. So I'll tell you what, we're going to end this debate right now. Everyone says, you know, oh, Miami has the worst drivers, New Jersey has the worst drivers, California has the worst drivers. Coming from someone who's been to every state and driven through every major city, everywhere has the worst drivers. People are just equally shitty nationwide. No one knows what the fuck they're doing behind the wheel. Absolutely no one, okay? Some places might drive a little bit more aggressively than others, but bottom line is most people shouldn't have licenses. They just fucking hand them out. Everyone drives equally shitty, and everywhere is a dump. You just have to enjoy your dump. That's what I'm learning. The grass is not greener on the other side. Sometimes there's no grass on the other side, and you get there and you go, oh shit, my grass was dead, but at least it was grass. You know, that's what I'm coming to find out. Just enjoy the dump that you're in, okay? Enjoy, maybe your dump has better restaurants than other dumps, and then you can take pride in that. You know what I mean? Because the places that aren't dumps don't have restaurants because there's no people. So you're either in the forest or you're on an island. You know, the places that are not dumps are untouched by man. That's what makes them not dumps. But then you're going, well, I kind of want to go get breakfast, so I got to go live in a dump. And that's just the, you know, that's my opinion on the country or the world, actually. Well, Geneva, Switzerland was not a dump, and there was a lot of people. So I guess some places just have it figured out. But as far as I'm concerned in the U.S., it's, you know, but every dump has its nice areas, okay? Overall, L.A. is a complete dump, but it does have some beautiful spots. New York is a fucking dump, but it has some nice, you know, some nice places. Florida, a lot of people say is a dump. They're not wrong, but it has some nice places and some nice beaches. So find the dump that you fit in and swim around in that trash, because that's all you got. That was the most positive yet negative message of all time. The craziest thing happened, though. One of the roommates, Robbie, really cool guy, he recognized me from the Laugh Factory, the stand-up comedy clip I have on YouTube. He was like, I know you from somewhere. And I was like, no way. And he's like, yeah, man. And then we started talking, you know, like the next night. I was like, oh, I do stand-up, you know. And he was like, that's where I know you from. He goes, my brother's a truck driver, and all he listens to is stand-up comedy all day, and he sends me clips. And he goes, do you have a joke about skydiving? And I said, a matter of fact, I do. And he goes, I've seen you before. And I was just like, dude, this world is so small. It's crazy. And then on the ride home, I got a comment on one of my TikTok videos, and it said, it was the Florida Man teacher video, the one that went crazy. And the comment was, shout out to DustyBoy24. He said, I'm pretty sure you were my Uber driver in Phoenix, Arizona. And I was like, that's it, dude. It's just, it's insane, man, how small the world really is. unless the earth is flat and they're hiding land from us, which is what a lot of people believe. And I could believe that either way. Here's my take on flat earth. You can convince me either way. You know, you could do a globe argument, and I go, that makes sense. And then a flat earther will come in and be like, well, this is why the earth is flat. And I go, well, that also makes sense. So it's a fucking coin toss for me. You know? It seems flat. That's all I'll say. I don't need to get kicked off any other platforms. Oh, shit. But yeah, I'll have a vlog out for the whole road trip. That was actually funny. Just filming the trip. That was cool. And then seeing Paul, of course. We were roommates in Brooklyn. So it was good to see him. It was like, man, I haven't seen him in like 4 years. So shout out to Paul. We did the last episode together. And then we'll have another one out soon. What else we got, man? Yeah, I traded... I was just so blasted that episode with Paul on the one of them. So I just haven't smoked in 2 months. I felt like the weed started giving me, weed kind of makes you artificially happy, or it makes you, how do I say it? It makes you okay with your current situation. Let's just say that, you know, you're like, oh, I got a bag of chips and a fucking, you know, I do love a nice joint every now and then. You know, it definitely adds to the creativity side of things, but it just kills production straight up. Just like you don't want to do anything. And so I gave up weed for a while, and then I switched to cigars thinking that I would save money. Yeah, it's like 10 bucks for a good joint, but it's like 12 bucks for a cigar. So it's like, you're going to spend money anyway. You know what I mean? And kids need smoke. Kids need a nice cigar buzz, you know? It's a shame that cigarettes and cigars are going away because I just remember being a kid and, you know, my dad would be smoking a cigar with the window down. But yet, you know, we're all in the back seat. We're still getting a buzz. We're still getting that nice secondhand smoke. So then you get to the restaurant, you know, for family dinner and you're on a buzz, you know, you're chill. There would always be elderly couples that would come by our table as a kid and be like, we go out to eat all the time and there's always these kids yelling and your kids are just so calm. And then my parents would be like, thank you so much. That's really nice of you to say. But little do they know, I'm just 8 with a cigar buzz, just fucking, you know, just smacked in my chair eating my kid's meal. You know, but they don't know. Kids need a little secondhand smoke in their life, you know. Not this Juul pod bullshit. I'm talking about mom smokes in the house. One of my favorite memories as a kid was going over to my friend Dustin's house. And his mom was just a chain smoker. She'd be right there on the couch watching you play Crash Bandicoot. Just. Which one of you's player one? You know, just whole house just reeked of cigarettes. Everything. Couch, basement. You know, you would go home, you stay the night at his house, and you leave, and people would think that, you know, you fell asleep in a pool, in a billiards bar or something. Where are you guys coming from? A pool hall? You guys smell like a bar. We're like, nah, we came from Justin's. But, dude, now when I smell like thick, heavy cigarette smoke, it just, it's nostalgia for me. Just takes me back to good times of no bills and just... just PlayStation 1 and cigarette smoke, you know? Nothing like reeking of cigarettes while that PlayStation theme comes up. Vroom. PlayStation. You're just like, life is good. Life is good. But nostalgia is bullshit, by the way. When I first moved to California when I was 18, I bought a PlayStation 1 off eBay for like $4. And I was playing all the old games that I played as a kid. And I'm like, what am I doing? This shit's not fun anymore. The graphics suck, my friends aren't here, and I have a power bill. You know, you're trying to play Crash Bandicoot from 1998, and in the back of your mind, you're like, I bet this PlayStation is eating up a lot of electricity. So yeah, man. So yeah, it's been the last 2 weeks, and I'm just glad to be back, and I'm glad to be here with you on the show. And appreciate everyone that's continued to listen. If it's your first time, welcome to this episode. It's probably an interesting episode to start on, which they all are. But I've been seeing this license plate a lot. I don't know if I've ever noticed it before, but I just saw a lot of them on the road trip. And it was the Wounded Veteran license plate. It's in purple, and it has the Purple Heart insignia, you know, the medal you get for getting shot in combat. And I'm like, what a great license plate. The Wounded Veteran license plate? How are you ever going to get a ticket with that license plate? Dude, if I was one of those old war veterans with that license plate and I got pulled over for like a taillight being out, oh, dude, just the level of asshole you could be. The reason why I pulled you over is because you have a taillight out. I took a bullet for this country, and you're going to tell me that I have a taillight out. Do you know what it's like to be pinned down in a bunker, son? You know what it's like to have your whole squad mowed down? He's like, all right, have a good day. I would be such a dick. Dude, if I got shot in combat, if you take a bullet for America, you know, a lot of these guys are like, oh, you know, I'm, you know, they're real humble about it, but I bet they're not when you get pulled over. You know, hey, I just want to let you know your tag is expired. I should have expired in that bunker back in 1968, but goddamn it, I pulled my bootstraps up and I laid down the Viet Cong, and you're like, okay, sir, have a good day. Yeah, you were, the speed limit here, sir, is 45. You were doing 55. You know what goes 55? The tank I was driving back in World War II, son. While you were walking around in diapers, I was out there laying down for your freedom. I was out there laying down the enemy for your freedom. You're going to give me a ticket? Did you serve? Did you serve? It's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Have a good day. That's right. That little gay pistol on your hip, boy. You ever shot that thing, you fucking pussy?
I would get out of every ticket with that license plate, dude.
I took a bullet for this country, and you're telling me my plate's expired?
All right. Have a good one.
Oh, shit.
I just got an alert on my email here saying that tents are a hot seller on Facebook Marketplace. And I don't think it's because more people are camping. I think it's because of inflation and homelessness. So that's not a good sign when tents are a hot selling item. Do you think the places that make tents are secretly happy that more and more people are becoming homeless? They're like, hey, you know, we used to only sell to people that were camping, but sales have doubled ever since homelessness. I think like Coleman, what's a good like tent brand? Coleman? I don't know. I'm gonna get a message from like some avid hiker that's like, actually the Xterra 98 is the best tent on the market. Okay, relax. Let's just say Coleman. You think at the Coleman factory, they're like, hey, sales have tripled this quarter. And they're like, why is that? Are more people camping? They go, no, everyone's fucking homeless. And they go, well, not us. Chuk-ching. When I was on Facebook, someone from my high school posted that they said, oh, I'm going through a quarter-life crisis, LOL. And I'm like, this is a guy that was upset that they banned Four Locos. Let's be honest. You're not going to see 40. This is a midlife crisis for you. All right? If you see 40, then I have no... Then some people live... That some people live long that biologically shouldn't. They just treat their body like shit and live forever. And it's like that throws away the entire fitness, nutrition, like all of that argument goes out the window when you go, how is this guy still alive? You can't kill him. It's unbelievable. Going through a quarter life crisis. No. When you were getting black and milds in third grade, you are in a three-quarter life crisis. Follow the show on Instagram, at The Sean Madden Show on Instagram. I'm Sean Madden on TikTok. Hit the YouTube, like, subscribe, share it with your friend. You know, if anyone's looking for a new show to listen to, you know, send them this one. And if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify, that's always a huge help. We are no longer battling talent. We are battling algorithms. So anything you guys do to boost that helps the show. And yeah, we'll leave it right there. This episode is brought to you by Zen House Lights. If you guys want the same lighting I have in the studio, if you wonder why the brick is sometimes purple, has a purple hue to it, I have the whole lighting system around my studio on the ceiling, the floor. It looks nice. You can get that at zenhouselights.com. They also have like a LED dog collar, you know, keeps your dog safe at night on night walks so it doesn't get hit by a car. They have a toilet bowl light so you don't have to turn on your main lights. You know, you can just open the toilet bowl lid and your toilet's lit up. Sounds lame, but it's actually fucking pretty badass, especially for that 4 a.m. piss. You don't want to just turn on the overhead light. So yeah, zenhouselights.com, Z-E-N-H-O-U-S-E, lights.com, zenhouselights.com. Shout out to them. Shout out to Trill Trees over at Litco, downtown L.A. If you're there, check them out. 10% off your order. And yeah, we'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening. You want to smoke something?
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
This joke's not gonna go well.